السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. صلة الرحم, maintaining a good relationship between your kin and kith, your family. Now many people, they ask me, every time I go to my uncle's house, my aunt's house, you know, we don't have that good relationship between us. And sometimes because my mom is not in good terms with her sister, so when I go there to my aunt's house, there will become some issues and so forth. I mean, to what extent should I really maintain good relationship with my family? See, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمُكَافِ إِنَّمَا الْوَاصِلُ الَّذِي يَصِلُهُمْ إِذَا يَصِلُ النَّاسِ إِذَا قَطَعُوهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمُكَافِ. The one who really maintains a healthy relationship with his family, meaning his extended family, salatul rahim, is not the one who only rewards them by reciprocating their goodness and their visit. So if they visit you, you visit them. If they invited you, you invite them back. And if they do something good to you, you do something good in return. He said, no, this is not the true one who's doing Salatul Rahim. The one who truly maintains Salatul Rahim is the one when they cut him off. That's when you maintain the relationship with them. So if they don't greet you at Eid, you call them and you check on them. And if they don't visit you, you go and you visit them. Okay, but to what extent? What if every time I go that causes fitna and troubles? What if I go there and eventually, you know, I don't feel comfortable and so forth? The answer to this is that you need to continue with patience to maintain good relationship with your family, with your aunts, with your uncles, with your grandfather and grandmother and so on, all those who are around you from your extended family, as long as there's no really great damage to the relationship. That's number one. Number two, and they don't tell you, don't show up again, we don't want to see you come in again to this place. If other than that, you need to maintain, inshallah ta'ala, a healthy relationship with them. And even if they ask you not to contact them again, you still, with a lot of patience, inshallah ta'ala, and compassion to them, you need every now and then to check on them, making sure everything is okay, inshallah ta'ala. There is so much reward in doing Salatul Rahim. Inshallah, we're going to discuss that in details, bidnallah azza wa jal, in my new class, Protect This House, coming your way, inshallah, to a city near you, bidnallah azza wa jal. Check it out. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.